welcome to Creation Light Shift for Paranormal Friday with Ron Amatron. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Friday, November 7th, 2014. And Ron has created divine heart-based healings on Creation Light Shift for us, and they're conveniently available 24/7. And included on the left side of creationlightship.com are the search box and free sample healings. We have Wikipedia question and answers on the right-hand side of the website and an option to sign up for the newsletters. So Ron has also organized special weekly and monthly conference calls for us. And if you haven't received the newsletter in the last week or so, you may want to jump into creationlightship.com and sign up on the newsletter. You can get the important event information. And let's see here. Tonight we will be taking questions either via chat if you're online or on blsquestions@yahoo.com. If it's longer question or information, it's best if you send an email for us. And check out the moderator notes. There's a notice there to review the triple light beams. And you'll want to pull up the triple light beams because when Ron joins us, he will probably activate those for us. So I would like to welcome Ron Amatron.
Okay, everybody. So here we are. Another night. This is Friday, which is our paranormal night. So if you'd like to call in, by all means, do so. And we'll see what you've experienced. Hopefully it's not too spooky. But anyway, let's take away some energy that you may have had during the week. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And look at another one here. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's continue on here, and let's energize the light beam. So if you like, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll bring peace energy to you. And here it comes. This is the first light beam, which would be male energies. One, two, three, four, and five. That one's charged up for you. Now we'll do another one, which would be the non-gender. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do the female. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see if we have anybody who would like to call in. Be happy to see who you are. And also, let's get something very interesting happening. So back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. We have a note in the chat that my voice cannot be heard. So I just moved my phone a little closer, and if someone would let me know in the chat if this is better or not. So thank you very much, Ron, for that clearing for situations for the week. That was great. And, of course, the light beams, I feel peaceful now. We had a little technical difficulty with my headset, so it was nice to have the light beams bring back peace for me. Okay, well, we do have a few emails, Ron, and we have an email regarding a UFO sighting, and I don't know if anyone else has seen this. However, this is forwarded to clsquestions@yahoo.com for us, which is great. And the headline is Mysterious Bright Greenish Object Streaks Across the Sky. And it says people in at least 11 states reported the UFO sightings. and I only saw just a little bit of it. So if you want to jump on, it's through Yahoo, and you can jump on that way, and we'll probably get it added to the CLS chat site too. So the link will be there if you want to check that out. And the question regarding this video is, what do you think of this, Ron? Do you think that was really a UFO?
Boy, I'd have to see the video on it just to find out. So I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, then, do you want me to forward that video to you?
Yeah, we may have to check it out. Let's see here. I don't know if I'd be able to get that or not during the program here to actually look at it. So maybe
oh,
a little.
Okay, well, I'll forward it to you, and then maybe we can talk about it tomorrow night or next week.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sure.
Okay. But I'll put the link on the CLS chat site for anyone else that wants to look at it tonight later, and we can talk about it. Maybe somebody listening or on the chat actually saw the green light in person. Okay. Thanks for assisting about that. And let me see here. Oh, we have an email regarding how to do multiple healing. And I'm sure that everybody can relate to this, because we're all trying to get as much in as fast as possible. The note reads that when she's doing the planet star attack removal, she really wants to know if she can open different tabs and do each step of each planet all together. So I'm taking that she's going to have, I don't know if there's 10, well, it looks like 12 clearings, and she wants to do them at the same time instead of doing one, two, and so on. What do you think, Ron?
As long as it's the same clearing, the same clearing that you're clearing. So if you are doing, we'll say that you're doing the, you want to clear, let's just say Saturn, for instance. So you could do maybe other clearings for Saturn, as long as it's all related to that particular clearing. Or like if you have more so, we'll say you want to do a pain clearing. So you could do a timeline crash for pain. You could do pain from maybe abductions on the alien attack page. So as long as you're dealing with the same exact a problem, you can do multiple clearings with that. But kind of going, back and forth with other energies, I wouldn't recommend it, okay? Hopefully I'm clear with that. So as long as you're doing one particular clearing with the same particular thing, then that would be fine. So if you have like a headache and you want to clear a headache, and you got the alien attack clearing, you could do that, on different things. So as long as you keep it the same, you're good. That's what I'm trying to say. So back to you.
Okay. Just to clarify, it's the same healing, and it's okay if there's 12 steps to it. And normally you would do step one and then finish that and then do step two. You're saying it's okay to pull up 12 tabs and run them simultaneously for that clearing.
Yeah, you better ask your body first if it's going to be able to handle that much energy.
Oh.
So,
That's a good point.
I've had people who have done stuff like that who thought that they did a few clearings and it felt fine, and they put up more tabs and more tabs, and then all of a sudden they get really, really tired and they lose a day of work because they can't get out of bed. So that has happened to people. Let's just remember that, this is energy that you're working with. How is your body going to be able to handle the energy? That's the whole thing that I see. Is
right.
What's your body going to do, you know? You got a super body out there that can handle tons of energy going through it? You might. But I would first tell you not to do it. But if you're just going to clear, like, one particular issue and not do 12 tabs, then that's completely different. Okay? So, I guess back to you.
Okay. Thanks,
everybody
Ron.
Wants a shortcut on doing something, and, you know, not that that's bad, but, that's the whole process, is how you're going to relate to your body taking in the energy. And remember, you don't know what's out there. You don't know the energy that's in there. Most people just think, oh, this is a clearing. I'll just do this clearing. It's no big deal, you know. I'm doing this clearing because I need it. And, you know, I'll do 100 of them at one time. Well, you don't know what you don't know. And you don't know how much energy is going to be being taken out of you, the darkness. And then as you start putting light back into you, what's your body going to do? How is it going to process? Well, remember, you need to understand everything that you're doing. So that's what I would say. So back to you.
Well, excellent point, Ron. That is great, and I know that we've talked many times about running different clearings, like maybe 5 different clearings at the same time, and that would be the same situation. What are we unraveling or peeling off, and then how are we going to handle that? So that's a great thought for all of you out there. Okay. Also, the question is, sometimes her windows close before the time limit is over. She's doing this through her cell phone, so she may not be able to deactivate the sweep or the window. So she feels like, even though it's the time limit's over and the window's closed, that she's getting the full clearing. And she just wanted to verify with you.
Yes. That is correct. If something happens, in a sense, it's scooped up on your part or your computer's part, that the clearing will still run and work. It's possible you may want to just re-experience it over again, but, you know, it will still work once you started the clearing. Some people are really concerned because their computer might go down or something. They go, uh-oh, what do I do next now, you know? Did I just waste my time? Oh, on a clearing that I need to do over again. Well, typically it should be okay. But if you do want to go into it again, you can. Remember, you need to have that light beam up to be the conduit, but if you're near the end of it, it's probably going to be okay for you. Oh, because the energy is already connected to you. If it's just getting started, then yeah, definitely start it over again.
Right. Well, we received an email regarding the topic. The email reads, a lot of times when people do too many clearings, they either sleep a lot or eat a lot. So that could be a sign.
Oh, I know why I'm eating so much. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, let's see what's in the chat room. Oh, well, Ron did invite callers this evening, and Ron, did you want callers for paranormal topics or any other type of topic?
Whatever goes tonight. I'd rather have paranormal, but if you have something that's related to paranormal, that would be fine. So, yeah, you could do that, sure.
Okay. All right. So please call the station 2 number, and that is 1-888-666-3846. 627-6008, and you can see that posted on the CLS chat if you're online. And just give us a call. And let us see here. We have a comment about paranormal night. The other night I saw a really bright star that turned out like a light bulb after I looked at it for a couple of seconds. And also stars that dance around.
Sounds more like it's energies from here. Well, I can't get into too much of that, but it doesn't sound like it's UFO stuff. It feels like it's more like stuff that was created here up there playing games. Back to you.
So this person actually lives in Southwest Louisiana, and there's another comment from a person that lives in East Texas, and for the last three nights, she has seen that as well. Well, that is interesting, and I wonder if it's that green light. Be sure and check out that video when I get it under the CLS chat. Put it under pictures, the picture tab, and your state might be two of the 11 states that witnessed those green lights streaking around. Okay, let's see. Another comment. I have also witnessed fast-flying objects that are not aircraft, and then they disappear. What do you think about that, Ron?
Yeah. It's hard to say. Most of the stuff that we see, I'd say 80% of it, is probably going to be more so energies that are created and made here. And the UFO ones probably really don't want to get spotted too easily. But the other ones made by the different governments that do flyovers may want to be seen. So,
right.
It used to be a little hard because it's still, to an average person, a UFO, because they don't know what it is. Where they see a light, and it just gets to be a little difficult to try to describe what's what. Normally, what you're going to be something that is probably man-made here.
That's a good point, Ron, because if it's not a man-made type flying ship, it could be a drone now. They have drones flying all over.
Yeah, but they probably won't light up.
No. Ah. Sneaky drone. Okay. So we have another email that says, what can you tell us about the Hat Man? Who is he? Where is he from? What harm does he cause? Is he sent by dark side practitioners? Does he bring
on alien attacks? I don't know on that one, Cindy.
I've never heard of the Hat Man. Have you?
No. I was just thinking of the Mad Hatter or something, but I don't know on that one.
Right. We did talk about that last Friday, the Mad Hatter, because somebody in the chat has dressed up as the Mad Hatter, I believe. But I don't know that this is the same. So if the person that wrote the email is listening and you'd like to clarify, feel free to send another email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll see if we can pick that up tonight. Okay, we do have a full moon statement. And this is a pretty long email, so we won't be able to read it entirely. Basically, this person is remarking about the past full moon issues and how she's understanding now the mind control works and is creating different situations. And she was talking about how in the partying days, people would get wilder and drunker, and patients in the hospital would get more demanding. It just sounds like everything is amplified when there's a full moon. And, well, she's asking if this is a program.
More than likely, I'd say it would be, yeah. Uh-huh. You are being transmitted energies from, you know, the moon and other places. So that's that does happen. That's why things happen on full moon or new moon. So definitely be, you know, be aware of that. Because things do happen.
Right.
Maybe something that you don't really want to see or experience, but you are because of the energies. Remember, those planets and stars may not be what we call them, like the old, you know, song of the Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star. Oh, I wonder what you are. Remember, what you are. Why would they sing that in the old days? Anyway.
Really?
Back to you.
That's right. And how did they even think about that? How did they know?
Yep, how did they know?
Okay. In Wednesday's show, I believe, there was a mention of full moon coming up, and I just Googled it, and it says November 6th, full moon. So, Ron, do you have any sample clearings that you could share with us regarding full moon activity?
Yeah, we could do the, just take the moon, we'll clear the moon energy off of you. So here we go. Oh boy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's hope that taking some energy off of you. So I guess back to you, Cindy. I'm just trying to see. It seems pretty heavy. Oh, I don't know. Boy. Very heavy.
Wow. Well, then let me share with you the rest of the email. The person writes, when doing healing work, I learned about parasites in our body, and I was told they lay dormant, and at full moon, they come alive to feed off of it. Is that true? Well, we already talked about it, the program, but is that part true, too?
I don't know if that'd be true or not, but it's hard to say, you know, what the full moon does. It's possible, but I can't guarantee that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to say. But it does sound interesting.
Well, in a way, it almost sounds like entities waking up. And I don't know if that would be the same as a parasite, but that's very interesting. Okay, the writer goes on to say, and thanks to you, Ron, and the co-hosts that do a wonderful job with our questions. That's great to hear. And let me see what we have in the chat. We have a comment regarding green lights. I remember the green lights around 4 years ago. So maybe the retesting the lights to see what will work. There's a comment about the Mad Hatter. He lost his sanity over reliving a Tea Party incident over and over again concerning time lapses and stopping the flow. I don't know that that's what the Hat Man reference was, but that's interesting feedback. Then we have another comment. I actually experienced much less paranormal stuff since discovering Creation Lightship and commanding my spirit. That's good to hear. All right, here's another comment. Here's something paranormal. When I'm living in a place with others, let's see, just had somebody look at me sideways and my call for Creation Lightship show dropped. Lost service.
To a clearing here to when I last night and today I was working trying to get these timelines. They brought in about maybe 5 to 7 timelines. When I got up this morning, I go, boy, this really feels goofy. So anybody feel goofy today when they woke up? Like there's like you're not really here, but yet you're here and you can't get maybe focused. I started doing these clearings probably last night, about 2 o'clock my time. So let's just see if anybody felt anything where they had all these timelines coming, maybe distracting people, taking you sideways. I just started to eliminate the negative ones that I could see that were causing more of a harm to kind of take people sideways. So let's just see if we have any comments on that. That was typically today. Waking hours.
Okay.
And this would be kind of like the dark side, you know, changing stuff. Maybe it's the full moon, you know, I don't know. Maybe the date has something to do with it, you know, 11/7. I don't know. So, but it was really goofy this morning.
Well, the comment about somebody looking at her and her phone service dropped, is that possible that somebody would have that type of energetic targeting that could happen?
Yeah, it's possible. Well, people do have energy at different times of their life or days, you know, where... Oh, I've heard people talking about they can walk around street lights and they go out, you know. I just don't know what, I'm sure it's done all the time. I was hearing one person, you know, probably 30 years ago saying that a policeman pulled him over. And they had the lights on, and then they looked at the car, and the lights went off and on and off and on and stopped, and the police car got turned off and got turned on, and it scared the heck out of the policeman. This is what they told me anyway, and he just took off. And so whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I have heard a lot of weird stuff happening, you know?
Right. I have an update regarding the Hat Man. In the email, it says they show up periodically and are varied. Are they of alien or military origin? Besides an obvious camera, what are they? What do they do? Well,
I don't know. I don't know on that one. I don't even know how to answer that. I haven't contacted one of those energies yet, so.
So are we talking timeline clearings and space?
Yeah, that's what I would do. All those fails do a timeline crash. And if not, you may want to a little bit deeper and find out what you're really dealing with. But yeah, that's what I would do is some type of clearing like that. Timelines normally always work great when you don't know what's going on. You know, you may go, uh-oh, happening, what do I do next here? And, to just get into that type of clearing. Remember, you want to deal with what you're dealing with first, then go into the timeline crashes. So back to you.
Okay. And she also mentioned, well, she was asking if it was a dark side practitioner, and I'm just thinking that the feeling like if that comes to a person's mind, running that clearing sure would be a good option.
Say so, yeah.
Okay, somebody else said the street light happens to her sometimes, and okay, a remark about the Mad Hatter. Hatters were mad due to mercury poisoning from treating the felt material used for the hat. Well, that makes sense. Wow. Okay, I have another comment. I have been resting to recover from a cold and have had tons of mental chatter, and interference keeps rolling through my mind. Nothing I'm consciously thinking about, just different words and phrases. What is this and how can I clear it?
Oh, boy. Well, let's do a sample for that. So here we go, everybody. We'll just see. Let's do the, if you're affected by the planets and stars. So here we go. Is more like, you know, your you know, a cold symptom or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man. Okay, let's do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that feels a little better. And let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for timeline crash. Same situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and we'll see what that does. Let's do one for the planets. We'll do like an energetic cording. Here we go. Energetic cording clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And heavy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there. So back to you.
Great. Thanks, Ron. Ron has created several sample healings at creationlightship.com, and they're placed on the left-hand side under the healing login key. And there is, well, I'll talk about the new three clearings, alien holographic reality, alien remote viewing, which could be the camera situation, alien keyword intercept, and alien mind fog removal. So those could very well help when thoughts keep running through a person's mind, too. So check those out at creationlightship.com. Well, Ron, this feels like a great time to talk about your special monthly event. And I would like to share with everyone that the 8-hour healing intensive conference call is on So those are on Sundays, November 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And we do have a monthly four-hour ascension preparation call, which is actually the Saturday before, on November 15th. So you can check those out at creationlightship.com, or you can go to the CLS chat site and go to events, and you'll see all the links there. And Ron, for all of our new listeners, would you like to share a little bit about the conference calls?
Yeah, we do the different calls we do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the Tuesday call that we have is for energetic cording. So that's from people who, think about you. Bad thoughts, positive thoughts, maybe old relationships, and they still have energy cords into you, and they take away your energy. And that's on Tuesday. So on Wednesdays, we do water charging for the week. Do about a half an hour of light ship healing. And then the Thursday call is the one where the critters are released. These are the alien life forms of you, the clones that come into you, and we release those. And normally you start feeling better afterwards. So if you have a situation, a condition of something, then that can help you. Then the last one that we do would be on Fridays, which should be tonight, which is what we do for entities. So entities are what you'd be considering as ghosts, energies that are from people's emotional bodies that hopped into you, your ancestors, relatives, and it could also be other things that you really don't want to have, but that's what happens. They hop into you and they live with you, and fortunately they don't leave. So way to get rid of those to help you out a lot. So, anything else you could add, Cindy?
Sounds great. You have a lot of weekly and monthly support for us, in addition to the free sample clearings and a full array, over 580 clearing combinations for us. So, I'm thinking that covers it. Okay. Well, I do have a request here, Ron, in asking if you would clear November 7th.
Okay, that's today's date, so here we go. Using that energy, so 1, 2, 3, it's a little heavy, 4, and 5, and again, releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It gets to be a little heavy out there, so but just the way it is. Let's see what else we could clear for people. We could do a clearing for, thinking maybe of orbs or something. So let's do it like an orb clearing. So here we go. Take away, we have them as far as how they come to you as orbs. So here we go. Orb clearing. Clear off the color green orbs around you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do blue orbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And pink ones, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And any other colors you can think of, Cindy? We can do silver, I guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then I'll do gold. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, anything that you might like?
Well, how about putting this on the CLS timeline of life?
Okay, so let's get into the present moment then. So here we go. Count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. That should get you more into the present moment here. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ron, for all of those clearings. Well, we have a note here. Wow, all of those clearings were very helpful, but my whole body got hot and wobbled a bit. Thank you very much. I'm going to look into this, or look into doing the lifetime cording clearing. So that's great to hear. I have a note here, testimonial. If you know who is courting or attacking you, run the dark arts practitioner clearing and the people courting. Then put on the free clearings for the person and see them disappear from your life. And I know the person that knows that has actually been very successful in that. What were you saying, Ron?
That's very good. Thank you for the insight there, whoever wrote that. Great.
Yes, thank you. If anyone else out there has comments on how the healing have impacted your life, please send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So thank you very much for sharing that. And we have a person mentioning that she just finished the timeline crashes for a cold virus. She got the cold sore, but not the cold itself. And she loves those timeline crashes. So, Ron, can you explain to us how a timeline crash can help us with such as this as a cold?
Yeah, what happens is you're here with whatever the symptoms you're dealing with, okay, of whatever. So it could be, you know, a cold. It could be, you know, a sore toe or, you know, maybe you got a sunburn or something, you know. Maybe you burnt your finger on the stove or someplace. And all that is connected to you here. And then they replicate you. And that's why we have the Thursday calls to get rid of the clone replicas. We'll just look at maybe you burnt your finger on a hot pan or something and you got a little blister on it. And it hurts, you know. I mean, a burn, you know, it takes a while to get that off of you. You know, we do have skin misting water if you want to try that. That helps. But we'll just talk about the timeline. So that they see you with this pain and they go, ah, we got this person. This is great. And they'll put you maybe out on, say, 500 timelines if you're in pain a lot. And they live up that pain energy. So not only do they have you once here, they have you also on 100 timelines. Now, what you do is you want to get off those timelines. And so what will happen is you may have a situation that this is also being affected by other people, and or other people have the same situation as you. It kind of go both ways, but people sometimes live off of other people's energies. Basically, we'll just talk about you having your hurt finger, now you're replicated. So you're on a timeline of hurt fingers. So you could be on there with 10 million people all suffering from hurt fingers on a timeline. So when you go into the timeline crashing, you just type in that you have, you know, a burn on your finger. That brings you into the finger timeline where there's burns. It may even be other things. So whoever is dealing with that, people who are living here physically, all of a sudden you start doing the timeline crash, and they're taking off that timeline just as you are taking off of it. So you could be saving the pain from lots and lots of people. Timeline crashes typically take, you know, about 5 minutes to an hour. So just kind of visualize, if you would, you know, like a large bridge. And the timeline starts to get taken away, starts at the far end. That's where the alien race is, who is sucking up all the energy, maybe, of these 10 million people who have hurt fingers. So that race, that group that created the timeline, is terminated. And from there, the timeline starts to decay because they have no more energy. And it depends where you are on the timeline. Are you close to them, or are you closer to where you are here in the now? So that's the difference. And so that's why it takes typically up to an hour to do. But everybody who is on that timeline, suffering like you are, where they're getting your energy, that timeline gets dissolved, and you're no longer living there. So you just took away one of your parallel lifetimes. You could have 100 of these with that same problem. And some people even came in and they said, gee, Ron, you know, I know that's true, and I did 1,000, and I feel great. And so, yeah, it is possible that you could have much more than 100. But remember, the more pain you have, the more they want you, and the more timelines you're probably going to be on. So, but you are helping a whole bunch of other people who are actually on that timeline with you. So back to you.
Excellent. Thanks for that great explanation, Ron. And the person with the cold commented, yes, 500 timeline crashes on a cold. That's what I ran. So that was very interesting. I don't know that I've heard you say that it starts at the very end, starts clearing at the very end. So
yeah, it starts where the aliens are. Then it comes back to you know, you, or, you know, just gets terminated completely. So it all depends where you are, in a sense, on that timeline, okay? That's kind of making it simple.
Right.
And sometimes I'll do a timeline crash, and people say, I didn't feel anything, and then 10 minutes they go, wow, what happened, you know? I feel great now, and that's because that's what happened. So they got off
right.
that timeline.
Right. The person that asked to clear 11-7, well, the person actually put 7/11, but I was thinking of the date 11-7, and there's some comments about that. One comment is maybe 9-11 and 7-11 is the role of, I don't know, the role of dice, sorry. Read that at the bottom. And comment, yes, and 7-Eleven is a chain store on many corners. So that's interesting.
Yeah, 7-Eleven, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
Remember, those are key words, key numbers, too, that can affect you. So you have to be kind of aware of what's going on. You don't know what you don't know.
Right. Well, you cleared 11-7-2014 for us. Is it necessary to clear 7-11?
Well, I could do that. So let's just see what happens here.
Okay.
So 7-11, just reversing those two numbers. So 1. Oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just see if that did anything for you. Remember, the numbers could be put on the natal chart clearing too. Help you out with that energy.
Excellent. Ron, you were clearing orbs for us, and I kind of changed the subject to the CLS Now timeline. And since then, we've had a couple of mentions for orb clearing. One is black orbs and then copper orbs.
Okay, so let's do the black orb. You go, so releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do copper color orb. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? So back to you.
Oh, excellent. Thanks so much, Ron. Okay, we have a question. Can you talk more about how people thinking of you, like a parent who says, I think of you every day, can be harmful? And would you want to do the quarium clearing or dark side practitioner on them?
Yeah, you don't want anybody really thinking of you all the time, because they are putting out energy to you. You don't know if that's beneficial or not. And also, is it going to harm you? So anything that connects to you that's not of your own energy is like a psychic attack. So that's kind of how I look at it. So, yeah, you may not want to do that or get on and do the clearing. Even if you've done that to somebody else, you may say, oh, man, I've been thinking of that person all the time. Maybe you're infatuated with somebody, you know, and you keep thinking about them. Well, you're going to eventually cause them harm. And you're also getting their energy. You may be thinking about that person because you want to get their energy and maybe to be with them or see them. And that's like putting a spell on somebody. So it's not good. So anyway, that's a dark side practitioner if you know somebody who's doing that to you. And if you don't know about it and you know that something's being connected to you that you kind of sense, then you want to do the curses, hexes, spells. And they're both very, very similar. And so just kind of decide where you are and maybe what energies, you know, you want to get released. Oh, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but it's the same thing with praying, with people praying for us.
Yes, that's the same thing, because you remember, all this energy is coming from outside of you. Well, your only energy that you have that's yours is your own energy. When anybody thinks of you or sends energy to you, then naturally, you know, they are going to harm you. So that's kind of one way of looking at it. To just think of somebody doing, working up a spell on you, you wouldn't want that, but yet they're connecting to the very similar energies that some people use on you, and it's not good. So remember, just remember that and get these energies off of you. We have the two clearings to help. Basically, two, you could also do a energetic cording clearing, but those first two should normally, or one of those two should work perfectly fine. Unless they really got you hooked up. Back to you.
Excellent. That's a great reminder. And it's also good for new listeners that may not have heard this information before. So thank you very much for that, Ron. We do have a great testimonial that just came across clsquestions@yahoo.com. Hi, Ron and co-host. Clearings have helped me to release timelines, cords, and restrictions to have more of my spirit to use in everyday issues effectively. I changed from a blocked drain that was stagnated to a drain that now runs smoothly, straight, and true. That's what the clearings have done for me.
That's great. Very good.
Well said. Well
yep.
said. Yes, that is great. Well, Ron, our time is on the hour.
We better do the mind a heart drop here, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, here we go, everybody. Mind a heart drop. Just command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. And 10. And I'll count from 10 to 1. So 10. 9876543 21, and 10 9876543 21, and 10 9876543 2 and 1. Okay, everybody, there we go. And let's hope that you're feeling much better. And thank you, everybody. See you later. Thank you, Cindy. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you.